Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Adam, and today I am so excited to be catching up with my entertainment idol, Tony Award winner, Marissa Jarrod Winoker, who you know for her starring turn as Tracy Turnblad in the Tony Award winning Broadway musical, Hairspray. After being a special guest star in the 2023 production of Exorcistic, the rock musical, Marissa has been invited back to once again be a special mystery guest. The mystery is not that she's going to be in the show, but the mystery is when. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Adam Rothenberg, and for the past 16 years, I have been going behind the scenes with celebrities from the world of film, television, theater, and music. With over 2,200 interviews under my belt, I make my guests feel comfortable and at ease, allowing them to talk about life behind the curtain. So without further ado, please welcome the girl who can't stop the beat, Marissa Jarrod Winoker. Hi, Marissa.
Hello. Hi.
It's so good to catch up with you.
Yes, good to see you again.
So, the reason we are once again brought together is for your return engagement as a special guest in Exorcistic, the rock musical.
Yes.
It's
fantastic. Have you seen it yet?
I have not had the
No.
opportunity yet.
Okay. Well, you will soon, I'm sure.
Yes, I cannot wait. So
yes.
You did the show as a guest star in 2023.
Yeah. Yeah, 2023, so much fun. It's, you know what? I'm such a Broadway girl. Like, I'm like, I like Gypsy. I'm like, I like Ragtime. And this is so, like, way cooler than anything I've been a part of. Like, I am not as cool as this show. Exorcistic is more like, I mean, like, I love Little Shop and I love Bat Boy and I love, you know, I love all those, but this is more of a rock musical. This is definitely cooler than my, you know, Meet Me in St. Louis vibe. But I like the way I slide into it because it's like a diva role. So it's super fun. But
I am sure you bring your own special flair to it.
I do.
So what made you, I mean, your enthusiasm over the show is reason enough to go back to it. But what would you say, what do you like about doing the show in this aspect
right.
as a guest star?
Yeah, well, Exorcistic, I saw it years, like, I think it was in 22 in Los Angeles. And they were just doing it in LA. And I saw it, was like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. The music is so, so good, written by Michael Shaw Fisher. It is insane. Like, you can go on their website, actually, on the Exorcistic website, and listen to the Spotify soundtrack, the soundtrack of it. It gets in your ear like an earworm. Like, there's so many good songs. Like, I can't even tell you, like, every song is like a banger. Every song's a hit. So, like, it's, the music is just so, so good. And you know, it's literally like a story of like a theater putting on the like a show of Exorcistic, and then the main girl who plays Emma Hunton plays her gets, you know, possessed. So it becomes like the play inside the play. It's so well done. It's so smart. It's such a smart show that I just wanted to be a part of it. You know, they were like, do you want to be part of it? I'm like, yeah, let me see it. And then I saw it and was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. Like, the music is so, so good. You won't get it out of your head. So really it was the music and the script, and Chad McMillan and Ali Miller, they both directed and they're fantastic. I just like it. I feel like it's like my core Gypsies. Like, we are like, you know, theater girls. So like, it's just so fun to be a part of it.
Now, how does being a guest star in the theatrical show differ from, say, when you're a guest star on a TV show?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's so much harder, guys. Theater is so much harder than television or film. That's why I dabble there more. You know what, how it's different? Because when you're a guest star in theater, you don't really get a good, like, you're not like rehearsing for 2 weeks. You're not doing anything, you know? So you go in, you learn it, and then you jump on stage. It's kind of like Fear Factor for theater people. Like, I always call it fear. It's like Fear Factor, because if I were on Fear Factor, I'd rather eat spiders than like learn a song and go on stage that night and hope that like I don't mess up. So like, that was the hardest part for me doing the show at all, or like wanting to be a part of it. Cause you don't, there is no like 3 week rehearsal period, figure out what you want to do with it, you know? So So I think it's like Fear Factor, and for all the divas that go in, it's like you learn the music, and then you go and you rehearse it that day, kind of, and you get to kind of work with some people, and then you're just kind of like throw caution to the wind and have fun, you know? And I always say what I love about this so much is it's like your word against mine. Like I'm gonna go and have fun, and the 500 people watching are either gonna love it or not, but that's their word against mine. Like if you leave and say I was awful, well, all right, that's your opinion. There's no film, there's no evidence, you know. So I will say the better thing about theater than TV is if you mess up on TV, everybody sees it if you suck. Whereas in theater, because we don't allow, you know, cameras, it's your word against mine. I won a Tony Award. You can't take that away.
Now I have to ask you because I'm gonna be completely honest here. I can't even memorize my less than 1 minute introduction. How
Yeah.
do you memorize a song in a day and be able to perform it that night?
Well, you have the song prior. You don't learn the song that day. You just, you know, so you definitely hopefully learned it prior to going in that day. Listen, Emma, who she's, you know, she's in the show every night, but I feel like Emma Hunton could literally learn a song that day and be better than anyone that night. Like I've done a bunch of things with Emma throughout the years. I've worked with her on and off, I want to say for 10 years. I've worked on and off with Emma in theater capacity just in LA, because in LA you can just do theater and have fun and there's like no judgment and everybody just has fun and we just like put up a show in our barn basically. And it's like my core group of friends. And Emma like literally will like be on stage learning a number and she will steal the show. So that alone would make me want to see this show just because she sings better than anyway, I think she was the youngest person to ever play Elphaba, and then but and you see why when you see her perform, you know, now you're like, oh, of course she was the youngest Elphaba. That makes perfect sense because she's so talented.
Now, as you
She's amazing.
mentioned in the show, like you said, is a parody of The
Yeah.
Exorcist. So I have to ask, has there ever been a time you felt like you were possessed either by a character or supernatural force?
I'm always possessed by my character. Like I listen, I once played Winifred. We did oh my God, Hocus Pocus. Oh my gosh. Oh
Oh,
my gosh, you
that
guys,
Winifred.
I'm old. I'm old. Oh, not Winifred from Once Upon a Mattress. That I can remember really quick.
Yeah.
No, Winifred in Hocus Pocus, and I definitely was channeling Winifred. I definitely get possessed by all my characters. There's times where like when I played Tracy, I'd be like, well, Tracy, like I would literally refer to myself as Tracy. Like, I don't know, Tracy wouldn't do that. Like, I'm always 100% my characters. Yeah, no, I get possessed definitely by whatever character I'm playing in any medium, actually.
So now, the other thing that you mentioned about the show, which I love, is that the audience does follow this theater company from the stage reading to Broadway as they try to, as their quest for fame and money supersedes their art and humanity, is
Yeah.
what press notes state.
Yes.
Now, my question is, we live in a world that is obsessed with fame and money. So what advice would you give to someone about finding that balance between feeding your soul and earning a living?
Like my good advice was like I did theater and then I went and did TV to make money. I definitely feed my soul in theater and then I make my money in TV and film. As we all know, theater is not a high paying job, but it's definitely like what drives me in life. So I think I do some jobs for cash and some jobs because I love them, you know, like how Laura, me and Carrie, we put our show up, Mama Big Girl Now last year off Broadway, where did we make tons of money? No, but it literally made me feel totally alive again and wanting to be back on stage and excited. And you know, sometimes the job is to just feed your soul. And I think with theater it is, but you do need a side hustle if you want to do theater. I hate to tell you, even I have side hustles, but I mean being TV and film, my side hustle's still acting. But you can't, like, you know, like I do reality TV. I say yes to every job. So like I think you if you want to do theater and feed your soul through theater, you can't be picky and you can't get like, well, I don't want to do commercials or I don't want to do reality TV. It's like, yeah, just do it all. Like nobody cares. Just do everything. Just do everything.
I love your yes attitude to that
Yeah.
you always say yes to everything. How do you perform? So like you mentioned that you take some TV and film roles for the money to earn your living.
I
How
mean,
do
I
you,
love doing them too.
of
It's just not as like,
course.
It's not coming from my soul. It's not coming from my like blood, sweat, and tears. Like I can have 104 fever and be raising a kid and be doing that at the same time. Carrie Butler is like, she's a unicorn. She can like have two children, raise her children, be totally present with her children, and she can also star in Broadway shows. I was not able to do that at the same time.
Because you took a step back to raise your kids.
Like I have one son, and I definitely I living in Los Angeles and doing TV and film is much, it is for me. Like, listen, everybody's different. Everybody's different. But like for me, I can, as I said, like you can go, I can shoot a TV show. I shot a TV show and I literally had like 103 fever. I was wearing in a mask. I was so sick. And then I take off the mask, shoot my scene, and then go back to my trailer for 12 hours. You know what I mean? Whereas like in theater, you can't do that. You can't. Like, and for me, like when I'm singing, like there's been times like when I work at the Hollywood Bowl a lot, I'm lucky enough to get to work there a lot. And like I'll stay in a hotel because I live literally 8 minutes from there, but I'll be like, I have to like shut down because I'm singing tonight, you know? So I have to like take time for myself. So when I had a child, it was definitely like I can't do both well. So I had to, my son will probably say that I didn't, wasn't a mother well either, but I did it the best I could do.
And what was it like to come back? When you were ready, when you were
Oh.
like,
Oh, it
my
was
son's old
incredible.
enough now.
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying,
That was honestly, I didn't realize how much I needed it and missed it. I didn't realize how much, like, how much it is who I am. Like, it is my, like, theater is my purpose. Theater is what drove, it was like my, like, little, I was like honoring my, little Marissa, because high school Marissa, 8-year-old Marissa just wanted to do theater. I didn't even know there was TV and film like that. That wasn't like, I didn't want to be an actress. Like, I wanted to be on Broadway. I wanted to be Ethel Merman. So, I was lucky enough to have a job regardless. But when I came back and did the show with the girls, with Carrie and Laura, it was definitely like, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I need to be back on stage in New York. Like, I'm not meant to be sitting in a trailer for 12 hours by myself. And so, yeah. So like when Alex Timbers asked me to do Fat Boy, I was like, absolutely, I'm in. Like, I'm in, So I'm like so excited to come back in October and do Fat Boy, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's gonna be so exciting. I don't even, I again, like I'm such an old school person. Like Fat Boy wasn't really on my radar, only because of Carrie Butler it was, So now I'm like inundated with Bad Boy, listening to the music, so excited. And I'm just like, I can't wait to just like go learn a new show with new people. I haven't done that in years, Like, even when I did Kinky Boots, it was like I knew Jerry, I knew everybody involved. Like, this is like all new people. I've never worked for Alex before. I don't know any of the producers. Like, it's just like all new people for me, except for Carrie Butler, who will be there, but everybody else is new for me. So it'll be really exciting.
I was going to say, how cool is it that you're going to get to be in Bad Boy, which Carrie originally starred in off
I
Broadway,
know.
and now you have this whole history with her, and now you get to
Yeah.
do this quote unquote, like, it's not a new show, but
Yeah, but there's a lot of changes from what I'm seeing. Well, I mean it, and it's going to be new to a lot of people, because I do think a lot, like, I didn't see it off Broadway. Like, I wasn't in LA at the time, or in New York at the time, excuse me. But like, I've listened to Carrie. I'm like so excited, because I'm so excited for Carrie. Like, it's funny, because I listen to the soundtrack and I hear Carrie as the girl, but like, I know her as such a woman now that I'm like, she's gonna be so good as the mom. Like, she's gonna be so good. So I just feel lucky to be a part of the journey with her going back and doing this. You know what I mean? Like, she's just like, what a full circle for her. Like, is that like, that was really what I think made her stand out back, 20 some odd years ago, before Hairspray. I think that's how people knew Carrie Butler. Still, people are like, that's how I know Carrie Butler is from Bat Boy. So I'm excited to be part of that with her and just kind of watch her transition into the mother of the show. And who knows what I'm doing? I don't even know what I'm doing, but I'm there. I'm gonna be like such a team player and just having fun, and who knows what it will be.
It's going to be so incredible. And I mean
Yeah.
that the chorus of that of the song, it hold me back, boy, love me.
I know.
Oh my
I've been
God.
listening to that
It just
nonstop,
it stays
nonstop.
with you. I mean, 20 plus years
Totally.
later, it is still with me.
Totally.
And it was I saw it off Broadway. It was
You did. Yeah,
incredible.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
good. But going
So
back to
good.
the
Yeah.
Exorcistic. The I mean, it's funny that you did bring up Bat Boy because the Exorcistic, the
It's
rock
the
musical,
same.
is like a horror
Yeah.
comedy
That's what I think.
genre.
I think that this it's like the perfect time for Exorcistic, because I do think people are like, even with like Heathers, I mean, people are very like audiences want to see something new, and I don't want to say cool, because to me, I'm, 50 years old. Cool to me, nobody wants to hear what I think is cool. But it's like, it is cooler. Like, it is. It just is cooler. It just is. I'm not gonna diss any big Broadway show, but this is just cooler. But it's like also like how Death Becomes Her was just, it's just cool. Like, I really love Death Becomes Her. Like, I know it's a big Broadway show, and it's got like the best script I've ever read. I love the script of Death Becomes Her by Marco Panett. Oh my God, he killed that script. But like the music, but like I just love the campiness of it. So I just love Exorcistic is definitely, obviously it's campy. It's a parody of the Exorcist movie. And I would say, like, the first time I saw it, you don't need to watch Exorcistic to get it, right? Like, we all know someone gets possessed. We all know, like, we grew, everybody knows the things. However, I will say, before I saw it the second time, I was like, oh, I'm just gonna watch the movie. And then I would like, oh my God, I missed all of these funny things. So like, I'm not saying you have to watch the movie. I'm just saying, like, if you want to have a really good time, watch the
Well,
movie. Like,
speaking of the hearty horror comedy genre, I have to know what has been the scariest thing to happen to you on stage or screen?
oh, well, on stage, it was one of the last shows. Like, I went back in to close Hairspray in like 2000, January 2009. And that thing that came down that had the Tracy Turnblad head, it was like the wig, it was like the flip wig at the end. They literally lowered it too soon and it hit me in the head. And literally, I like thought like I, and the whole audience went, like they screamed, like everybody saw it coming and they went, oh. But I must have, like, either I stayed on stage too long, which is probably what happened. I'm sure the stage managers, like, probably are counting everything by the second, by the number, by like, especially at that point, the show had been running for 7 years. So I take it back. They didn't lower it too soon. I probably stayed on the show, on the stage too long. And they lowered that head, like a big concrete, not concrete, but it was like wood hair thing, hit me in the head. But you know when you get hit and you don't realize, like, I literally thought like someone came out of the audience and punched me in the head. Like, I didn't understand what had happened. And I was like so confused. And then, yeah, that was the scariest thing that ever happened to me on stage. I mean, Laura Bell also in Hairspray, we had this like passerelle. So, like, the orchestra was in between. Like, there was a couple of times like Matt Morrison would jump over the orchestra. Like, I never jumped over the orchestra. But Laura, like, Jerry Mitchell would always be like, head up, Laura, like, look up, like, don't look down, don't look down, don't look down. And so she would be like, okay. And like, in rehearsal one time, like right before we started the show, like, I want to say like the night before we previewed, Laura Bell walked straight into the orchestra pit, fell right into, like, she was like doing something, saying her line, don't look down, Laura, don't look down, Laura. She didn't look down. She walked right into the pit, fell into the piano, and you just heard, ah! Like, it was so crazy. But like, we were all on stage, like, Laura Bell just died. Laura Bell
Oh
just
my
died,
God.
but she didn't. And so me and Jerry and Laura, we always are sending each other, like, you'll see like a pop star walk off a stage. Like, we always send each other GIFs of that happening or any Instagram of somebody falling off a stage. We're always sending it still 25 years
I
later.
love it. Now, as somebody who has also just turned 50, I have to know what is something that,
Congrats.
thank you. Thank you.
We did it.
We did
Cheers.
it. Cheers. What is something that you like do now that maybe you were hesitant to do at a younger age?
I sleep more, definitely, but not because I'm tired. I'm just more like chill, you know. Like I don't have, like I de I mean, it's funny because I go back and forth. Like I definitely, when I was younger, I like was like, I'm gonna conquer the world. I need to take over. I need to conquer. I need to do everything, you know. And unfortunately, and fortunately, like Hairspray definitely made it so that I could. Everything after Hairspray was just like icing on the cake. Hairspray was the dream job, the dream role, the dream outcome. Like sometimes you get the dream role, but nobody cares. Or sometimes you have a great outcome, but like the show wasn't a hit. You know, like it was such a dream scenario. Like all the stars aligned, everybody in the cast was fantastic. So like I always say, like after Hairspray, I was like, well, I'll never have another Hairspray. Like I'll never have it. There's never going to be another Hairspray for in for me, for Marissa, you know. So like it kind of like made loosen me up to be able to be like, I can do whatever I want. Like, no, you can't, like I always say, like, you can't take that away from me. Like I did that. And well, Harvey says told me, you can't take this away from you, you know. So it's like after that, I chilled out. So like when I was younger, I was very focused and very driven. And then I definitely, I'm not gonna say I lost my drive, but I definitely did lose that like ambition of like I need to conquer the world. Getting back in now with my son 17 and with Laura and me and Carrie touring with the show and even like with like Exorcistic being like, yeah, I want to do that. That's fun. Like I definitely feel like I've and going in and doing Bat Boy, you know what I mean? Like saying yes to theater jobs that are a little more scary. I think I'm starting to get that. Oh, like I think like now that I turn 50 and I'm like able to like live my life a little more exciting than in my 40s, I definitely feel like now I'm getting back that 30-year-old who was like, I want to take over the world. So I think I'm definitely getting back. It's like I'm Stella, I'm getting my groove back. It sounds so lame, but like it's totally real, you know?
Now, one thing I've always wondered, because like you said, I mean, Hairspray was such a big hit.
Yeah.
How do you decide as an actress in this hit show, how do you decide when it is time to leave? Like what was
Right.
the option?
Well, for me, I had done the workshops for, you know, 2 years on and off, and then I did the show for a year, and then I had a like day one into Hairspray, I got this like huge deal from ABC. They offered me like a ton of cash and were like, we want to make a sitcom for you, day one. And they were like, we want to do it right now. And I was like, you have to wait till 1 year. Let me do this, just do this show. Because I was, thank gosh, you know, it's like one of those things I look back and I'm like, the one thing I had, like, I wasn't 15, I wasn't 18, you know, like I was 28 when I started that show. So like I was old enough to know how important it was and how much I wanted to do it, right? So rather than like, okay, I'm gonna shoot a sitcom while I'm doing this Broadway show, that's my dream, my lifelong goal, and all my ambitions, I was like, I will do a sitcom for you in 1 year, like 1 year. So literally 1 year to date from when we opened was my con like my contract was up, you know, you would renew my contract at 1 year, but I moved back to LA, which I had already been living in LA doing TV and film. I did that after doing Grease on Broadway, but so I only left because I had another job. Now, when I did Grease on Broadway, it was the opposite. I stayed in that show for 4 years. Like I was in that show for 4 years. The show had to close. I wouldn't have left. I would be in Grease still today if that show was still running, you know? Because people would leave the show and I would be like, where are you going? Like you're leaving the Broadway job to go be a hostess? Like why are you, like this is the dream, this is what you've worked your whole life for. And they're like, I'm bored. I'm like, so you're gonna be bored as whatever, insert job here, you know? It's a job. Like at some point people have to realize like it is also a job. It might be your like lifelong dream, but it is a job. Like it isn't going to be fun every day. It is going to be hard. It isn't going to be a perfect, you know, then it wouldn't be a job. Then it's a hobby, you know, then it's like a choice, you know, doing the show with Laura and Carrie, that's not a job. That's like fun and joyful and not a job. But like, eventually, if it becomes a job, we'll stop doing it. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, hair, with Hairspray, I had to leave because I had another job. And with Grease, I stayed until the show closed.
I love it. And
Yeah.
I also love how you made that commitment to do Hairspray for a year, and you sort of put like what in like our entrepreneurial community we talk about like a boom gate. You had this wall up where you're like, I cannot do this any earlier because I made this commitment. I need this
Yeah.
experience. So I think that's great that you set that up for yourself and you stayed committed to it.
Oh, I love it. It's called a boom
A
gate.
boom gate, yes.
I love that. Yeah, I don't do that enough. Let's be clear. I roll myself too thin always. I'm always like, yeah, I'm doing it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like directing something. Then the next, like the show goes up, the next day I'm flying to New York. Then I do that show. Then the next day I fly to Canada. Like I don't have any boom gates anymore, but I'm gonna
Gosh.
have to get some of those. I'm gonna get
Yes,
some of those.
I think
I
you
am.
will.
I
Well,
think
I
you
do have to start wrapping things up.
Great.
So since I am going to be putting this interview also out on my podcast, I always like to end my interviews this way. And I know I asked you this question the last time we did the interview together, but my podcast is called Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So if you could bear it all and reveal something today that you have not shared previously, what would you share with me today?
Oh my gosh, I think now that we're talking about it, I think my saying yes to everything is starting to nip me in the butt a little. Like I'm gonna tell you, and that when I wouldn't have said this to, a year ago, but I think I'm gonna have to say no to a couple of things in the future. I think I'm putting too many things on my plate right now. So I'm very tired. Very tired. I'm such the yes girl. I never say no to anything, and that's kind of how I've lived my whole life. But right now, I'm genuinely feeling like, ooh, how am I going to get it all done? So I think bearing it all right now, I'd say either I need to get some better sleeping pills, or I need to say no to a couple of things.
Well, I certainly hope you do get that rest because you have a very busy fall. Not
I
only
do.
Exorcist, the rock musical, but you have Bat Boy, and you are going to be directing a production of Hairspray in
Yes.
California as
Yeah,
well.
I'm doing it all.
Oh
And
my
that's not even the, and
gosh.
those are the, not even mentioning the things I can't mention yet.
Oh my
I'm exhausted.
gosh.
So I keep going, okay, January, I'll be okay.
Well, we are very much looking forward to you coming into the Exorcistic, the music, the rock
Me
musical.
too. Me
Obviously,
too.
I can't say when because that is why you are the mystery guest, because it is a
Yes.
mystery. So,
It
everybody watching and listening, make sure you get your
Yes.
tickets to the Exorcistic, the rock musical. It's currently playing at the Asylum in New York City right now. And be on the lookout for Marissa when you get your tickets because she's going to be a
Yay.
mystery guest.
I am. Amazing. Thank you
Oh,
so
you're welcome.
much.
Thank you. And we'll see everybody next time.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam. Adam lives for the business of show. Call me Adam.com.